content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. Let's begin with this quote from First for Women. It is Christmas in the heart that puts Christmas in the air, from W.T. Ellis. And another from First for Women. This is Help for Your Holiday Health Bothers. Holiday socks can heighten calm. Juggling all of your usual to-dos with extra seasonal tasks can make tension and anxiety soar. Next time you're feeling too rattled to relax, don a pair of reindeer socks, a Santa sweater, or snowman necklace, and your stress could fade away in seconds. Researchers in the journal Brain Sciences explain that gazing at cheery seasonal colors prompts the eye's optic nerve to send soothing messages to the brain. So it doesn't just help you, it helps anybody that sees you, correct? A silly selfie session banishes the blues. In a funk, spend a few minutes taking one selfie after another on your own or with friends while you smile, laugh, or make silly faces. A Stanford University study reveals that simply looking happy, whether your facial expression is genuine or pretend, can erase a glum mood in seconds. How? Smiling stimulates nerves under the skin, which then signal your brain to release mood-steadying alpha waves. Poinsettias. Beat burnout is what it says. You love seeing family and friends this time of year, but all of the socializing can really sap your energy stores, leaving you sluggish and weary for hours afterward. Thankfully, a study out of Singapore suggests that just perking up your poinsettia or any other houseplant with a little watering, pruning, or other TLC can restore your stamina in as little as 2 minutes. Experts say caring for living plants spurs the release of energy-boosting brainwaves. And for insomnia, watching adorable animal videos after a go-go-go day of shopping, cooking, and holiday planning, it can be hard to drift off. The feeling great remedy? Try watching a YouTube video of ducklings, chipmunks, or other cute creatures. Researchers from Clemson University say doing so can help you relax and drift off in 5 minutes. That's because gazing at cute animal videos prods the nervous system to release the calming hormone oxytocin. For achiness, winter's chilly temperatures and blustery winds can make muscle and joint pain flare. The good news, tapping your foot or fingers to the beat of your favorite song, or a seasonal carol like Feliz Navidad or Jingle Bell Rock, can erase achiness in 2 minutes. How? Listening to music calms pain nerves, while moving to the beat prompts the release of ache-ending endorphin hormones. And for indigestion, if a festive meal leaves you bloated or crampy, rubbing your stomach with warmed fennel seed oil can provide relief in 5 minutes, say researchers in the journal Surgery. Turns out when you warm fennel seed, its active ingredient, anethole, soaks through skin to speed stomach emptying and calm intestinal spasms. To do this, mix 1 drop of fennel seed oil with 5 drops of any carrier oil and warm it by rubbing it between your palms, then gently massage into your abdomen. What kind of accessories work best with a high neck tops and dresses? This is a good time of year to be asking that of Stacy London, the stylist, designer, and author best known for co-hosting the show What Not to Wear. Her answer, I'm always a fan of accessorizing with whatever makes you feel happy and confident. For higher necklines, a nice pair of earrings is your best bet. Earrings are a great way to add some color, sparkle, and sophistication without overwhelming the neckline, as some necklaces can do. Bracelets are also a good option as they won't clash with the neckline, If you do want to add a necklace, keep it simple and dainty and make sure the length and style match or sit near the neckline, almost as if the necklace outlines the neckline. And of course, jewelry isn't the only accessory. You can also elevate your outfit with statement shoes or a bag and ditch the jewelry altogether if you choose. Faith, laughter, and believing in love with country music superstar, actress, and icon Reba McEntire. There are few people who enjoy life more than Reba. The 69-year-old Grammy Award-winning entertainer and entrepreneur is juggling a lot these days. She returned as a judge for The Voice, and her new NBC sitcom Happy's Place, co-starring her real-life love Rex Lynn, is currently delighting audiences every Friday night. She even released a new single called I Can't that will be part of her anticipated new studio album due out next year. But despite her whirlwind schedule, Reba always takes time to stop and marvel at her blessings. I try to really live in the moment as a way to take better care of myself, the Country Music Hall of Famer tells First. I tell myself, quit jumping off horses or letting them go one way and you go the other. Quit stressing out. Don't wish the day away. People often say, I can't wait till tomorrow. What's wrong with today? I've learned that even if you're busy, life is so much sweeter when we just slow down and focus on all the little things all around us right now. Here she shares her tips for finding calm in the chaos and savoring each second. So here's a quote from her. I love to go outside, listen to music, and just watch the birds. It's so relaxing. We have tons of finches and bluebirds and 3 hawks that fly over our house. She says, stay open to love. No matter if you're divorced, widowed, or just haven't found the one, don't give up on love. I wasn't looking. I was ready to be single for the rest of my life, hang out with my girlfriends, and just be my own person. But then Rex Lynn came into my life, and I'm so grateful. We were both working on Young Sheldon in 2020, and he asked me to dinner, and we've been inseparable ever since. It sure surprised me. For energy, the older I get, the better I take care of myself, shares Reba, who will turn 70 in March. The thing that gives me more energy than anything is prioritizing my sleep. I go to bed early, and I normally try to get 7 or 8 hours. It's so rejuvenating for me to lie down after a long day, put calming music on my speaker, slip my eye mask on, and just doze off. That's what I love to do. And an instant joy booster? Faith is everything to me. I've been a believer all my life, and I've never known a time when I didn't believe and have faith that God will help me through whatever problems I have. He's the first one I talk to in the morning and the last I talk to at night. When I've got an issue that I need some help with or I'm worried about something, I just hand it all over to him, and suddenly it's no longer a big problem. And her holiday hack? Delegate. That's how I relieve the stress at the holidays, Reba says with a laugh. I know so many women who want to do it all themselves. That ain't me. I usually go to my sister's houses for Thanksgiving, and everybody brings something. I also don't sweat the small stuff. If everything is not perfect and your china don't match, get the paper plates out. That works just fine. From Women's Day, book it. It can be tough to give books. Everyone's got their preferred genres and authors. Understanding that, we've picked a few reads that delighted us, and we hope they will do the same for someone in your life. So there are some, these are basically good gift options if you want to give a book. They have 5. A Year in Bloom by Lucy Bellamy, B-E-L-L-A-M-Y. This bright coffee table book is a grower's guide to the most stunning garden ever. It showcases 150 bulbs handpicked by distinguished gardeners and garden designers, alongside expert planting advice and beautiful photography. Taylor Swift, Spotlight on a Legend. Fill that blank space on your or any Swifties shelf with this insider's look at the life and career of a musical icon. It does not say who wrote it, but it's called Taylor Swift, and then parentheses, Spotlight on a Legend. Where Are You? Grown-Up Edition, this unique personalized book from Wonderbly. That's WONDERBLY.com, is like a version of Where's Waldo starring you. The Holiday Honeymoon Switch by Julia McKay, M-C-K-A-Y. Fans of Hallmark Christmas movies will fall for this romance about look-alike friends who swap places. And Beach Santa by M.B. Paradise, P-A-R-A-D-I-S-E. Let kids be inspired by this picture book about an off-the-clock Santa who never takes a vacation from kindness and generosity. From First for Women, if you suffer from migraines, as I do, listen to this one, How Yoga Eases Migraines. Stress is a trigger for 4 out of 5 people living with migraines, says certified yoga coach Adrienne DeLorco, founder of Yoga for Migraine. The better we relieve stress, the better we can prevent migraine symptoms from being triggered. A gentle, regular yoga practice, she adds, is uniquely suited to ease stress for people with migraines. Yoga helps move one's nervous system from a sympathetic fight-or-flight state to a relaxed parasympathetic rest-and-digest state, explains DeLorco. This decreases the stress response, which then decreases migraine symptoms. The proof? In a study in neurology, people with migraine who did yoga 3 to 5 times a week for 3 months saw a 50% reduction in headache frequency and cut their medication by almost half. To get the pain-killing perks, DeLorco advises focusing on gentle poses that ease neck and shoulder tension and avoiding inverted poses like downward-facing dog, which can trigger a migraine. Find more moves on her website, yogamigraine.com, that's YOGAMIGRAINE.com, or you can search for Yoga for Migraines on YouTube. From Real Simple Stuff We Love, add to cart, time to sparkle. Celebrate and save with these affordable, excellent bottles of bubbles. So this is their 6 different recommendations for bubbly kinds of wines. First, Risotto Prosecco. Produced in northern Italy from the Glera grape, this classic bright Prosecco is delightful on its own, and it shines in a spritz or mimosa. It's $15. And you can look it up at ristawines.com, ristawines.com. Next, A to Z Bubbles. Take a whiff of this zippy, blush-colored Pinot Noir blend from Oregon, and you'll find notes of berries and cherries. $17. To look it up, A2ZWineWorks.com. That's A-T-O-Z-W-I-N-E-W-O-R-K-S.com. Gruet NV Brut. It may be made in New Mexico, but Gruet Bubbly is crafted in the style of champagne. The result is a crisp sparkler that punches above its weight. $15, and you can look it up, GRUETWINERY.com. Langlois or Langlois Cremant de Loire. I am not good with the accents. A budget alternative to Champers, Cremant is made outside the Champagne region, but practically right next door using the same methods. This one is fresh, elegant, and food friendly. $24. Look it up at wineaccess.com, WINEACCESS.com. Venturini Baldini Mondori Reggiano Lambrusco. This, if you can say it, this lightly fizzy Italian red boasts notes of violet and spice. It's medium-bodied and structured enough to sip throughout a holiday dinner, from appetizers to dessert. $22 at wine.com. And Bella Mistala Cava. If you open a bottle of this elegant Spanish sparkler at midnight this New Year's, you won't be disappointed. Get ready for stone fruit and citrus flavors with a touch of toastiness. Oh, and happy 2025. $19. You can read about it, winechateau.com. That's winechateau.com. From Real Simple, mistakes you didn't know you were making. 3 laundry blunders. Take a spin through these tips from Wendy Saladella, stain expert and senior manager of technical performance for the detergent brand All. You're only washing the usual stuff. By the time you gather everyone's dirty socks and towels, it feels like you've got enough to wash. But look around. Identify things you can add to regular loads, like throws, couch covers, and pillow covers. Washing these routinely help eliminate dust, dirt, and allergens that can irritate your skin. You're mixing the wrong things. You have to keep heavier items with hardware, like curtains and sofa covers, separate from any delicates which can easily get snagged on zippers, grommets, and the like. Typically, though, you can safely wash these sorts of items with towels and bedding, which tend to be more durable. And you're loading the machine wrong. If you use detergent pods, toss them into the drum before your dirty laundry. For liquids and powders, follow your machine's instructions. It may seem counterintuitive, but there's more water at the bottom of the machine, and that's what dissolves the units for an effective wash. Well, that does indeed make sense. And from Real Simple, the color of the month is plaster pink. A very, very soft, delicate, almost beigey pink. The soft but saturated shade is growing up, with more designers using it in sophisticated ways. They're showing a stylish bathroom for a not-too-sweet color combination. Look to dark greens, browns, gold, or black to go with this color of pink. Consider this pink for your own bathroom, or maybe add it wherever you take your Zoom calls. The rosy hue casts a nice glow on all skin tones when it reflects light, thanks to its warm undertones. You and your room will look great, we promise. Yes, it's very soft pink, called plaster pink. From Real Simple, some store-bought winners. The Test Kitchen Pros tasted nearly 50 frozen supermarket and mail-order appetizers. These are the standouts we'd happily add to any spread for your last-minute Christmas or New Year's parties. Trader Joe's Parmesan Pastry Pups. Tasters enthused over the buttery pastry and Frico-esque cheese on these fancier-than-most pigs in blankets. $5 for 14 of them, Trader Joe's. Deep Indian Kitchen Chickpea Masala Samosas. On the larger side, these flaky, many-bite dumplings taste like what you get at a good Indian restaurant. $7 for a package of 6 at Publix and some other supermarkets. $3.65 by Whole Foods Market Mini Quiche Trio. While the crust comes out a bit pale, the flakiness and the 3 tasty fillings, cheese, mushroom, and spinach, won us over. $7 for 15 at Whole Foods Market. Athens Philo Bite Spinacopita. Tasters praised the cocktail party appropriate size, the crisp, crackly crust, and the feta-forward filling. $6 for a package of 12 at Publix and other supermarkets. And Katz's Mini Latkes, silver dollar size, crisp and well-seasoned. They're ideal for topping and serving as finger foods. $17 plus shipping for 8, because you have to buy them online at katzdelicatessen.com. That's K-A-T-Z. DelicaTessen.com. From Real Simple, cold nights, warm drinks. They offer several options here, not too difficult. First, not Santa's hot chocolate. Active time, 10 minutes, total time also 10, and this is one serving. 5 ounces or 2/3 of a cup hot chocolate from a mix is fine. 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons tequila blanco, it just got real. 1/2 ounce or 1 tablespoon Saint Germain. Marshmallows, preferably toasted, for garnish. Pour hot chocolate into a mug, stir in tequila and Saint Germain, and top with marshmallows. Next, measure for measure. Active and total time, 10 again. Serves 1. We need 1 black tea bag, 4 ounces or 1/2 cup boiling water, 1¾ ounces rye whiskey, 3/4 ounces Amaro, such as Montenegro or Nepeta, 1/2 ounce, which is 1 tablespoon, dry vermouth, and another 1/2 ounce honey, which is, again, 1 tablespoon, and a navel orange twist for garnish. Steep the tea bag in boiling water for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, stir together the rye, Amaro, vermouth, and honey in a teacup or mug. Add brewed black tea, stir gently, and garnish with the orange twist. Mulled wine. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 2 hours and 15, and this serves 6. We need 2 navel oranges plus slices for garnish, 2 regular-sized bottles of red wine, 1 cup aged rum, 3/4 cup pure maple syrup, plus more if desired, 3 whole cloves, 3 cardamom pods, 1 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 10 cinnamon sticks, and 9 star anise. Zest and juice oranges to yield 2 teaspoons zest and 2/3 of a cup juice. Add to a medium saucepan with the wine, rum, maple syrup, cloves, cardamom pods, nutmeg, 4 cinnamon sticks, and 3 star anise. Cook over medium-low, stirring occasionally until spiced and sweetened, 2 to 3 hours. Do not let the mixture boil or simmer. Then strain out the solids, add more maple syrup if desired, pour into mugs. Garnish with orange slices and remaining cinnamon sticks and star anise. Warm apple cider mule. Active and total time, 10 minutes, and it makes 1. 1/2 cup apple cider, 1/2 cup ginger beer, 1/2 ounce or 1 tablespoon pure maple syrup, 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice plus a lemon slice for garnish, all from 1 lemon, 1½ ounces or 3 tablespoons vodka. Heat the apple cider, the ginger beer, maple syrup, and lemon juice in a medium saucepan over medium until steaming, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and then stir in the vodka. Pour into a mug and garnish with a lemon slice. And the last one, hot buttered rum. Active time and total time, 15 minutes, and this serves 10 to 12. There's a base, and then for each drink. So for the base, 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter, softened, 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar, 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 3/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1 cup vanilla ice cream, softened. For each drink, 3 ounces or 6 tablespoons hot water, 2 ounces or 1/4 cup light or dark rum, 1½ ounces or 3 tablespoons base, and ground cinnamon for garnish. So, to make the base, combine the butter, brown sugar, granulated sugar, cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg in a large bowl. Beat with an electric mixer or stir with a sturdy spatula until smooth, about 30 seconds. Transfer mixture to a blender, add ice cream, and blend until smooth, about 30 seconds. Mixture may be frozen for up to a week. Defrost slightly before use. And then for making each drink, stir together hot water, rum, and base in a mug until combined. Garnish with cinnamon. From Magnolia, gingerbread from their test kitchen. Prep time 20 minutes, baking is 50, cooling is 30, and this makes 9 servings. We need 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 teaspoons ground ginger, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 cup of unsalted butter, softened, 3/4 cup granulated sugar, 1/3 cup packed brown sugar, 3 eggs, 1/2 cup of molasses, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 3/4 cup of buttermilk, and 3 tablespoons powdered sugar. Preheat oven to 350. Coat an 8-inch square baking pan with nonstick cooking spray. Whisk together flour, baking powder, ginger, cinnamon, salt, and cloves in a bowl. Combine butter, granulated sugar, and brown sugar in the bowl of a stand mixer fitted with a paddle attachment. Beat on medium-high 3 to 4 minutes or until light and fluffy. Scrape bowl, add eggs, 1 at a time, mixing slowly until combined. Add molasses and vanilla. Mix 1 to 2 minutes or until well incorporated. Scrape bowl. With mixer on low, add 1/2 the flour mixture to the bowl, then slowly pour in 1/2 the buttermilk. Stop and scrape the bowl. With mixer on low, add remaining flour and slowly pour in remaining buttermilk. Increase speed to medium and mix 10 seconds. Pour batter into prepared pan. This is your 8-inch square. Bake 50 to 55 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean. Cool cake on a wire rack for 30 minutes. Then flip cake from the pan. Gently turn it upright on a serving dish. Sift powdered sugar over top. And a little aside for storage, you can store it in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 days. And we have one more from Good Housekeeping. Winter citrus mimosas, 5 minutes. Add 2 tablespoons blood orange, grapefruit, or tangerine juice, chilled, to each of 6 champagne flutes, then top with 1 bottle of sparkling wine, chilled, and garnish with citrus twists if desired. And this serves 6. From First for Women, go ahead and add some extra garlic to your dishes this holiday season. It's good for your heart. According to a review of studies in the journal Nutrients, a compound in garlic called allicin boosts good cholesterol and lowers bad cholesterol, plus helps relax blood vessels to improve blood pressure. All right. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Merry Christmas.